Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do like to say that the topic today is intuition, and quite specifically, we will be talking about the fact that what you want is what you want. And this is where we begin. There is within you a constant flow of powerful desires that is always rising up in response not only to the life that you're living, but also to the life that you are creating. Why a desire arises is not nearly as important as the fact that it exists. And the existence of your powerful desires is testament to the role that you play in your own life of the magnificent creator that you are. Your intuition is always guiding you in the direction of the best possible manifested version of the totality of your desires. So we've said before that there's a vibrational warehouse, if you will, of ideas that is being held in place for you until you become a vibrational match to having those things in your physical experience. The fastest way to become a match to them in the most wanted aspect of what they are and in the very best possible version of them is to follow your intuition from where you are. In other words, when you decide to follow the thought that feels better, to say the words that feel better in their speaking, to do the things that feel better in their doing, what you're doing is putting yourself on a very clear path in the direction of what you're wanting more of. And as you practice this, you'll notice it very quickly, how things around you begin to change, how your experience begins to unfold in ways that are really better than what you could have planned yourself, because they represent these things that are coming to you, these experiences that are manifesting in front of you. They represent the very best possible version of everything that you're wanting. There is an infinite intelligence at work here that operates through law of attraction and sorts itself out into your experience. And the thing that we want to discuss with you today very plainly and very clearly is the very powerful fact that what you want is what you want. And one of the greatest obstacles to listening to your intuition is the mixed vibration that you have about the very things that are in your vibrational warehouse. We've said before in different ways and in different places to different people that one of the things that is very important to do, at least from our perspective, is to learn how to trust that what is in your vibrational warehouse is actually coming to you. But we would also say that not only to trust that it is coming to you, but to trust that the wanted aspects of what is in your vibrational warehouse are the only things that you're actually interested in. It's the fact that you are aware that you have these desires, but yet you're not sure whether they're worthy of you, or whether you are worthy of them, or whether they're even possible, that is oftentimes a great detriment to following your intuition. Because you're afraid of where your intuition will lead you. What will it bring me, you might ask? What will it do for me? What will it take me to? And what we really want you to think about today, to just spend a little bit of time, not really a long period of time, not a great period of time, but just a little period of time thinking about how your intuition has always paid off, if you will, in the past. How your intuition has always shown you exactly what was right for you in exactly the right way. And that there's something quite powerful about just simply admitting that what you want is what you want, and that there's no justification, there's no validation necessary, there's nothing to defend, there's nothing to explain. You are a powerful creator, and when you're really plugged into who you are and the wanted aspects of the things that you desire begin to manifest, it becomes pretty obvious not only why you want what you want, although that's not really the most interesting part of the experience, but the very, very plain fact that the wanting of what you're wanting is actually beneficial not only to you, but to the people around you. And that the having of what you're wanting from its wanted aspect version is always going to be a win-win-win for everyone involved, no matter what. So you may be afraid that you're wanting too much, or that you're wanting too little, or that you're wanting to play too big or too small. What we would suggest is that what you're wanting is simply what you're wanting, and it's just fine. It's actually quite perfect. We know that law of attraction is sorting out everything on your behalf. That's a given. That's just a very plain, plain, simple, given fact from our perspective. And if you'll notice, we're using the word fact over and over and over again. Because from our perspective, it is a fact that you have this amazing, amazing vibrational warehouse of all sorts of incredible ideas that you want to experience in the physical reality. It is a fact that you are wanting these things simply because you're wanting them. You may have developed stories about why you want them, or what they're for, or what they mean. But the bottom line is that the wanted aspect of what you want is simply that. It's just what you want. It is a fact from our perspective that you are a powerful, magnificent creator. You are a being of light who is experiencing itself as a physical form in this physical reality. It is a fact from our perspective that this physical reality is of your own creation. And likewise, it is a fact that your intuition is always leading you in the direction of the totality of what you're wanting. The very best possible expression of all that you are calling in. What we really love is that you have powerful preferences through your desires. You want this, but not that. You want it this way, but not that way. You want it to be over here, but not over there. And these preferences are quite magical and quite delicious. And we invite you to really savor them, to really feel the uniqueness of you that is expressing itself into this physical reality through your powerful preferences and your magnificent desires. What you want is what you want, and what you want is what you want because you want it. And it's that simple, and it is that powerful, and it is that true. So today, as you're going through your day, just notice how your intuition has always paid off for you. Just notice how your intuition has always led you into bigger and bigger and bigger versions of what it is that you've been calling forth. And see today, once again, what it is that you're feeling and where it is that you're wanting to go and what is rising up from within you in regards to your intuition. Something wonderful is afoot here. And we know that as you become more and more comfortable with this, and as you become more and more connected to who you really are, you will see this over and over and over again, and you will continue to build the confidence to believe not in what we are saying, but to believe in the truth of who you are, which is constantly seeking to express itself. So once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we are very much looking forward to the next time that we are able to connect with you. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.